Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Happy Monday, everybody. It is Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari. Thank you for being here. Let's get down and get started. Let's get some workout news. I suck at working out. I have had workout of being a physical laborer for my wife this weekend. There was that. You know you're getting old when doing household chores leave you sore. And here's another one that I think has happened. I am pretty sure I have re-injured my surgically repaired right shoulder sleeping. I'm almost certain I did it sleeping. There's a possibility I did it throwing the ball at the park for the dog, because I try to chuck it so he gets the maximum running in. As a possibility, I did that. But it's really sore. It feels like it's messed up again. And the only thing I've done besides throw that ball is sleep on it. And I sleep on my shoulder a lot. What's weird is it hurts more when I sleep on my left shoulder. My right shoulder hurts more because I'm a side sleeper. That's how I roll as a big fat man. I like sleeping on my side. But I will sleep on my side and then kind of when I'm out unconscious drooling on the pillow, my right shoulder will kind of sag over my body, and then at that point it puts a lot of strain on it. I've tried like a body pillow to keep it up in front of me, but I end up kicking that away at some point, and then my shoulder really, really hurts. So I gotta figure out something. It's starting to, and it's waking me up because it hurts again, and that's what started this whole nightmare. But I am not having surgery on it again, ever. Knock on wood, ever. Speaking of ever and knocking on wood, iceberg. Got a couple funny iceberg stories that happened over the weekend. One is, and this was, talk about instant karma. There was some people that I walk ice every day, and I was walking him to the park, and about halfway there, there's a family, and there's a car in their driveway, and they get out of the car, and they have teenage kids, and the teenage kids are going in the house. Then there's a parent in the car still, and it's like a big SUV. And as we're walking by, the one kid going in the house opens the door, and there, what I can guess is some type of a teacup terrier comes flying out the door. And I'm not joking. This dog is about 3 pounds, and it's barking and snarling and running straight at ice with attitude. And I have now snatched ice up. And remember, ice is on a pinch collar to control him. And ice is pulling towards it because it's coming at him aggressively. And dogs don't care. Like, shout out to a 3-pound dog that thinks it's going to fight a 100-pound dog. Cool. You got balls of steel. But the 100-pound dog's not a bully for attacking you because it's just seeing hostile, you know, alpha behavior. And it's going to come back at you. So I'm yelling at the other kid in the driveway, grab your dog, grab your dog. And they're laughing. And I'm said, my dog's going to kill your dog. My dog's going to kill your dog. Grab your dog or your dog is dead. And this dog is coming at my dog, snarling and running up and taking nips at him. And I'm holding him up so he's pulled back so he can't bite it. But he's getting the crap pinched out of him from the pinch collar. And I'm like, get your dog or it's dead. And then finally, by this point, all the parents have come out and they're all like, huh. And I'm like, it's not funny. My dog's not nice. And then they're all offended that I have a mean dog out. I'm like, I have a mean dog out that I have full control of, and you can't control a 3-pound rat dog. So go F yourself. And whatever. So we walk on into the night. Everything's cool. Today, I go to get my car washed, which is another fun ice story. And ice was just happy I was home, wanted to go with me. So I brought him. And when we were pulling back in the driveway, that dog is shitting on our lawn. And the guy is already walked off next door and is leaving it. And I pull up, and I remember, Ice is in the car. I see that dog on his lawn taking a dump, and the guy runs. He sees Ice and me pulling into the driveway, and the guy runs back and suddenly has a plastic bag to pick up his dog shit. That's interesting, isn't it? Interesting. Like, you were walking away, and that's what I've realized in Downey. The one thing which in Downey is super ghetto compared to Palisades. That's not, like, snooty talking. It's real. And I know that. And I grew up here, and I love Downey. Absolutely love it. But I'm not joking. People here, I notice, if there's no one around, they won't pick up their dog shit. In the Palisades, it happens, but it's pretty rare. In fact, if someone let their dog crap on my lawn in the Palisades and one of my neighbors saw it, my neighbor would like, hey, what are you doing? Go pick that up. And I do the same thing. Like, I'll go, hey, you wait right there. I'll go get you a bag out of my house. Go pick up your dog shit. And this guy had one in his pocket. He was just walking away because he's a douche. So that was fun. And another way that, you know, Palisades is different than Downey. I went for the first time to, there's two Catholic churches in Downey. There's one that I'd never been to before on the other side of Downey. And I went to that one today only because the time I had to go to Mass, it fell perfectly into my schedule. And it was also English at that time. The one in the other one was Spanish at that time. So that's different. We don't have Spanish Mass in the Palisades. And I noticed when I sat there, I don't want to, let's just say, not often in the Palisades does a guy sitting in front of me have a Dallas Cowboys tattoo on his freaking a big shaved bald head. Yeah, I've never seen that before in Palisades. You know, hey, he's probably a good guy. He's at church. He's trying. But it's just different. It's different. It's just very different. And there are signs here that the city passes out, and they're on just about every effing house, and it says, City of Downey, if you poop, scoop, or you'll be fined, whatever it is. And people, every house has that in front of it because, like I said, no one picks up their dog shit around here unless you are looking at them or watching them or threatening them with a weapon. So it was fun to do that. At the car wash, Ice went batshit crazy and tried to attack the car wash guy because he sprays the car before you go in. And when he approached the vehicle, Ice was bouncing off the windows, going window to window to window, hitting him as hard as he could, trying to get through the glass to get this guy. And the guy was laughing, and I was laughing because it was quite funny, but that dog is such a goof. All right, I do have some workout news, and this is very interesting to me. And I've never done this, so I can't call BS on it. I want to call BS on this so bad, but I'm going to give it to you, and maybe you've done it. Maybe it works for you, but they call them the 10-minute workouts, which they say you can get more out of for your fitness goals than a one-hour workout, and here's how. It's high-ass intensity, and it breaks down like this. They say the physiological benefits while minimizing time can be better than the hour because there's this crap to where when you really overexert yourself, your body will continue to burn calories and stay in a nice state for way longer than your workout. And if you do it even in just 10 minutes, you can get a lot more of a metabolic, what they call afterburn effect from just a 10-minute really gnarly workout than you can in an hour. And think about it. Here's where it does make sense. You ever go to the gym for an hour and you leave there and you're like, man, I didn't break a sweat. Like, I lifted a little. I did a little cardio, but I'm not even really sweaty. Well, that's the problem. You're not pushing it. You're not really making yourself, you know, work hard. Now, if you go 10 minutes, you go a 60-second warm-up, And they say that prepares the joints and increases the blood flow to the muscles. Then you do 8 20-second intervals at maximum effort. So let's say you're doing burpees is a really good, if you're doing like a 10-minute workout, burpees is phenomenal. But you burpee your ass off. You don't do in 20 seconds 2 burpees. You do 10. Like you just cranking them out. And on the burpee, I've done them too, to the point where I'm tired. There's the burpees where I explode off the floor and both my feet come off the ground is at maximum vertical leapage that I have in my old body. Or the burpees where I just get back to my feet, then go back down. And we all know that's the difference between maximum effort and minimal effort. But you go maximum effort for 20 seconds, and then you take a 10-second recovery, 20-second maximum effort, 10-second recovery, 20-second maximum effort. So you do that 8 times with a 60-second warm-up and a 60-second cool-down. And they say during the high-intensity intervals, you push yourself to 85 to 95% of your maximum heart rate, whatever that is. This level of exertion activates both aerobic and anaerobic energy systems simultaneously, creating a comprehensive training effect with minimal time, with 10 minutes. So there is that. And I'm as guilty as anyone of saying, I'm sure I could do 10 minutes, but I'm not gonna. No, I'd rather do the hour of loafing than do 10 minutes of busting my ass. But if you really want to make, and once again, highly recommend throwing this in one day a week if you're doing 5 or 6 days a week of working out. It's a great thing to throw in there. Your body needs these curveballs to really continue to gain, and not hit plateaus. But that's where that is. And like I say, I don't know if I call BS on this or not. I'm iffy. I'm iffy, if you will. I'm very iffy. What's my other one? All right, here's one. One more for the workout news. And that is, if you are feeling sore from your workout the day before, like maybe you did one of these 10 minutes maximum effort, what are you going to do today? Or do you need to take a day off? Well, they say no, that you can still do some stuff. But how about if you do the 10-minute maximum effort and you're sore as hell, the next day you do stretching. Stretching is very good. You do light exercises to stimulate blood flow. Do some movement exercises, you know, maybe jog in place, maybe some jumping jacks, stuff like that. That's what you do when you're sore. Heat therapy, hot baths, heating pads to soothe the aching muscles, and then focus on foods that contain omega-3s, carbs, and protein for post-workout recovery. Got to give your body time to rest, especially if you're getting old. And I am old. I am very, very old. If you are a geezer like me, just pump your brakes. Don't go gung-ho. And you can work out. We did this story a couple of last week. You can work out one day a week and get gains. One day a week. Like, you won't lose anything for sure at worst-case scenario. So your body is pretty amazing, but it does need time to recover, especially if you haven't been doing this that much. Now, you could be to where you're just a workout cardio queen, and you know who you are. And if that's the case, then you know your body better than anyone. But if you're just getting into this and you want some advice from the fat man says, take it easy. Take it easy, Slick. Give your body time to heal. Give your body time to recover and take it easy. So go hard, easy, hard, easy, or go hard, off, easy, hard. Break it up. That's what you need to do. Very, very important to do that. And that is the truth from a dummy that's hurt himself quite possibly forever. I'm still eating crappy, but I have an excuse because excuses are like buttholes. Everybody has one. And mine is I'm still between work and then coming home and doing all the things I got to do and getting ready for the wife. Here's a fun little story that happened to me yesterday. My wife said, we need a TV. It's weird. We're moving probably this coming weekend. We will be all moving back together as a family for the first time, minus our dogs. And we'll all be living under the same roof. Okay, cool. But we were sitting there, and I was like, oh, yeah, we need a lot of stuff. Like, we had to buy a refrigerator this week, so we got a refrigerator. We had to buy some, like, spatula, some stirring spoons, some measuring cups. Like, the dumb little things you don't think about. So we got those. And then my wife's like, we don't have a TV. I'm like, no, you don't have a TV. I have a TV that I'm putting into the back bedroom, which I will stay in. And I will put my computer in there and record the shows and still be able to do the podcast. But I have a little tiny Roku I got at Walmart, like I said, for $50. And I love that TV. So I went and bought one for the living room. The same TV, but like 43 inches. God, Walmart's got great prices. And I got that. And then I go, we need something to put it on. And I went over and they have little TV stands. And I took pictures of them all. And I'm like, this one's probably the best. And she goes, yeah, I like that one. Get that one. So I buy it. And then I put it in my car. And I get home. And when I get home, I get a text from my wife that says, I hope you didn't buy that. I'm like, you told me to buy that one. That was the one you liked. And she goes, oh, yeah, but I forgot. I got a kitchen table and it doesn't match that. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Like, we're not, this is like, we are in college. Like, maybe we just graduated college and like idiots, we got married in college. So we're just throwing together what we can to exist. Like, we're looking at a couple of years till we get the house built. And if we're lucky, a couple of years. So we've got time. There's plenty of time to get the exact stuff you want. Let's just get the cheap version of what we have to have now. That was a true argument that happened today. On Saturday, too, post-fire news, we met with a builder. We had a nice meeting with a builder. And here's a fun story. So I meet with a builder at the Palisades lot. Guy comes out, cool guy. The second we were driving up the hill into the Palisades, it started raining like a mofo. We get out of the car to meet this guy, and it's pouring rain. So we drive to a little restaurant that's open in Palisades, and we go in there, get coffee, and we talk to him in there, and everything's fine. And hopefully everything's moving forward. So knock on wood, that was all great. We leave, and then within a half hour, I hear on the radio, they had just closed PCH because of a mudslide, because it rained that hard. I didn't even know it was going to rain on Saturday. I had not heard it was going to rain on Saturday, like rain. I thought some sprinkles, that shit rained. And we had a bunch of mudslides in Palisades, and they closed it up. Like, this is our life for the next years till crap grows back. It was not cool. I did get my car washed today, so expect rain Sunday night or Monday early. I don't know the weather report, but I'm just guessing because I got my car washed Sunday afternoon. That's kind of how my life rolls. Just, yep, that's it right there. It's going to rain now. All right. I'm going to go walk my big, fat, dumb dog, as I won't be doing that as much. This is going to be a very weird transition with the dog, of him being here without me and not being a crazy dog when I'm not here because he's not getting the exercise. Very important to exercise a big, young, dumb dog. We'll see what happens. All right, you guys have a great week. I will be back on Friday with a bonus pod. Till then, see ya!